opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
High kick turn.
Oh, James on the wild one tonight.
There we go.
I could barely hear myself.
I could hardly see myself.
There we go. Thank you, Mikey. You know I can't talk if I can't hear myself.
You know, that's right? That's a good thing.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Gentlemen.
Are you enjoying the show?
We are enjoying the show.
Welcome to Shasta there. Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
So I have to ask, yeah, because you never know. Are you here, you, or are you him clone?
Well, for $10, I will.
$10.
Yeah.
Because the shirt.
I love the shirt.
Clone, got, live.
No, clone lives matter.
Clone yeah. Lives matter. Yeah. Yes. Are we ready for that conversation?
Oh, man. That is a deep one right there.
We were having it.
Are we ready
get back
that?
And jump in.
Do you
tonight?
Think?
Why not?
I just
tonight.
You know.
Well, we may have to because our guest hasn't arrived. But you know what? I vaguely remember seeing the text messages or something back and forth, and she might have been confused and thinks it's 6:30. That she's supposed to come.
Well, 6:15. Yeah. But I told her 6, well, whatever. So. Six, yeah, I could. So a misunderstanding.
So
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We have lots to talk about.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
have lots to talk about our beautiful nation and all of its.
Hey, you were just saying earlier, volcanoes erupting off.
Not
the,
just here, but everywhere. I mean, I've been like, I've been watching it, tracking. I watch this geological. I'm into earth sciences. I love that kind of stuff. And
how deep do you want to go on that one?
I don't know. There's an interesting one for you.
Okay.
And I'm afraid it's going to crack, and the disc on our flat earth is going to split in two. By the way, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And as you mentioned, this is the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce radio show.
Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
I think we need some.
And I'll never remember that. As long as I live, I don't know why I can't remember Shasta Live.
I think we need, we need some humor.
Yeah.
This day.
Yeah, we need some good humor.
And I think, you know, the timing was perfect for the couple at the Coldplay concert. That thing went viral.
Oh man, and I haven't seen anything go like that.
Like that, crazy. Right? I think it was like 55 million views in a couple days.
In just a couple days, but there's more memes coming out. Like everybody's jumping on that now.
And I think that was
it's so weird
big
to me.
Name brands
and
too.
It's so weird to me because, I mean, did I find it obviously laughable and a shock and all that? Yes, for a brief second, but it's like in today's age, I mean, that was like people went crazy, and I'm like, that's nothing. Like,
I was gonna make one.
I'm having a really hard time not saying any bad words tonight.
I don't know why. So I can give you a clue.
We have a 7 seconds.
I know, but be prepared, yeah. Mikey.
Be prepared because he's on a wild run tonight.
He's gonna slip.
But you know,
just was like, oh wow, what a bunch of idiots.
Oh man!
Right? And then I thought, okay,
I was gonna get one. I was gonna make one with me. With my arms around a taco.
Yeah, but you wouldn't dive out of the way for a taco.
No, I wouldn't dive out of the way for it. Oh, man, we'll throw my arms up, you know? cover my face.
But I actually thought the whole thing was fascinating for a few reasons. Number one, if they had just stood there, nothing would have happened.
Probably not.
Right?
No.
No,
I mean,
you're right.
Somehow it might have been figured out, but it would have been a lot later than, you know.
I don't think anybody would have cared. If they were just,
if they just would have waved.
If they would have
just waved and
pretended.
Or what
couple,
he should have done is
do a peace sign.
He should have just grabbed her right then and just like dipped her. Yeah, dipped her and made it seem like they were doing it. Giving each other a kiss.
Yeah, no. But it was that instantaneous, like, okay,
oh, you know,
as a guy, right? Okay,
yeah.
you've been on the screen for 2 seconds, and then you dive out of the
And then you dive out.
You know what it reminded me of? The face.
There's a little slow uptake here.
Yeah. The face.
He had no qualifications to be CEO of anything.
The face reminded me when Macron realized that he was caught with her his husband pushing him in the face on the airplane.
Yeah, right.
And then he looked and we saw it. Everybody was watching his face. That was that made me laugh.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what happened when they got on the airplane?
No, they were getting off in Thailand.
Oh, Thailand.
And obviously he was having a fight with Brigitte. And she took two hands and tacked his face and pushed him back. And so he kind of stumbled back, and then he looked, and they had opened the door to the plane, and all the paparazzi was standing there watching her beat him up.
Wow.
And then he was just like, for a split second, it was just absolute horror. And then it was like, oh, character. Then he waved, and then he did a 360 and just bolted off to the side.
And then when they came out,
they went down the stairs. He reached out for her hand to come down the stairs, and she wouldn't take it. And by the time he got down to the bottom of stairs, I'm sure it was unconscious, but you could see his other hand was in an absolute, like, tirade fist. It looked like it was ready to just punch somebody.
For those who don't know, Macron is the president of France.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I'm sorry.
You may want to elaborate.
Okay.
Not everybody's glued to world events like you and me are.
Yeah. And then Brigitte is his wife.
Well, who are we talking about, first of all?
The Macrons? The president of France and his wife.
You're supposed to say that with France.
I was talking about the Coldplay.
Yes.
Coldplay guy. So.
No, I know, but the way I just...
You segue to the face of
getting caught.
I thought we were talking about the Coldplay camera shot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I spun the earth. We're on the other side.
You spun out, man. Where's the big spin right here?
Yeah, but that was a good one. I actually enjoyed that little break from. I think everybody enjoyed a break from the heaviness of the news cycle.
Oh
right?
Man, it's
and
just,
all of a sudden there was like this.
Whoa.
There's this light hard. Well, even though people's lives were destroyed, but for a brief moment there was just. A quote-unquote lighthearted problem.
And the friend standing on the side.
Oh.
What was her deal?
Oh.
She just sat there like, and of all the things, that woman had to be head of HR.
You mean the one he was
hugging? It was an employee of him, and she was head of HR.
Do you guys have any HR problems around here?
Well, they don't call it HR in their business, which she was like, what was her name? I mean, they call her head of people or something stupid like that.
We are on a wild chase tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Yeah, we're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would not want to
be. Can you imagine that woman has sat there for years and years telling people what they can and can't do in the office and not to cross lines and relationships and all that stuff?
Yeah, and all the special classes they've had. Right?
Yeah, sexual harassment classes.
And how, you know, how many years did it take her to get up to that point, right, in her career? Because she wasn't 19 by the looks of it. But, you know, how many years was she in the workforce, built her way up, and then for it to just pop in 1 second.
Just to go cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The blood left her is what happened. She was freezing. I know. I saw that happen, I actually got the sensation a little bit of like what that must have felt like, your blood leaving your body. It's like, this,
oh boy, here we go.
Yeah. but anyway.
But yes, that was a lighthearted part of the
of the week.
Saga of America.
Yeah. Well, that was a highlight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it made its way around. There must have been at least 10,000 memes.
It wasn't the shot that was heard around the world. It was the hug heard around the world.
And the most precious thing of all is that, what's the lead singer's name of Coldplay?
I'm glad I don't know.
Anyway, he was the one that was voicing over with his mic. And when they ducked, he said, oh, gosh, I hope they're not having an affair.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just had to add the cherry to the top.
I know.
When he said that, I went, oh, man. This is going south. Cut the feed, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, they just kept going and going.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I guess that's cue for our first break. Was that Coldplay?
Oh, no. That was just... Oh.
Buzz, you were joking?
Okay, tell you what.
That's good, Mike.
Let's take our first break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's a sweet, sweet Monday.
It is.
Evening.
Was today one of the most glorious July days you could imagine?
Oh, beautiful.
When I woke up this morning, it was cloudy. It was 70 degrees.
And you got a few sprinkles.
Got some rain.
Little sprinkles.
You could smell it in the air. It almost felt, it was like just a glimpse of fall.
Yeah,
in
just
the middle
a little bit.
Right here at the end of July. I was like, what is happening? This is glorious.
Felt good.
Yep.
Yeah, it felt comfortable.
I hope it lasts for a while. I haven't even looked at my
phone. Well, is it supposed to ring?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at
no,
my phone.
No, I think this was it.
There was this it?
If you want more, you're going to have to drive about 8 hours north.
Yeah, welcome to Hades right after this. Tomorrow it goes right back to
300.
Yeah, 300 degrees.
So what else do we want to tackle? I mean, we got
we got a lot of stuff that we can tackle.
There's lots of stuff going on. I'm sure everybody is watching the Obama accountability tour, right?
I don't know. It's so hard to watch all this stuff now. I mean, because I'm pretty good about seeing with my eyes what's AI and not. But there's so much AI stuff being generated; it's almost overwhelming. It's just so much stuff. I mean, they have all these memes and things that it's just, you know, pretty soon you're just going to be, I mean, exhausted by it all.
Well, that's why, you know, you okay? Is that still a leftover from eating the fire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fire. Too much smoke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, it got to me, too.
It has nothing to do with the cigarettes, only the smoke fire.
I don't smoke. I know. I sound like I have a smoker's cough and laugh and all that, right?
You do.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's right.
But that's your sex appeal.
Your little, I don't know about that.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Yeah, I was going across Shasta Lake in that snow. I mean, not the snow, but the I wish
ash.
It was snow. Yeah, the ash. Nitrate ash.
Tell us about your adventures.
It was fun. I went up to it was Silver Bridge, right? Up there where they had Elsie, the mighty Elsie, come in. Elsie, if you guys don't know about Elsie, the World War II landing craft that Lake Shasta Caverns has over there.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's why I know it.
Yeah.
It's been around forever.
Yeah. Well, World War II.
That's what they like.
World War II. Just said that. It's been around since the 1940s.
It is.
But it's been at the lake for a long time. Because that's how they got the bus over there and all kinds of stuff.
Man, there's just like people really interested in Elsie. I mean, there's a lot of, it's really picking up momentum now.
Elsie looks a little tired.
Elsie plugs along, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Sure.
The crew there, Captain Russ, that actually mans the boat, right? Him and Matt Doyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are doing a great job in helping the Forest Service and
be able to get
firefighters
places.
Get into.
Yeah.
I mean, they were hauling all kinds of firefighters across the lake.
I've never understood. Maybe we do have them. I mean, sure that in fires, you know, the planes and things or helicopters can pick up water out of the lake. I mean, mm-hmm. that type of thing. But you would think that they would have, or Shasta County or somebody would have invested, or maybe it's the federal government even pay for it since that's federal land, I think, a really nice fire boat that actually can just suck water out of the lake and have one of those really incredibly high pressure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you see them in the Bay Area, and they actually fight fires, you know, on land with ocean water. The stream that comes mm-hmm. from these boats can go blocks inland and shoot water.
Well, in this particular case, that would be, it would have to shoot like a mile or two, right?
Yeah, but there's been plenty yeah. of fires that have been along the shores of yeah. Lake Shasta that That's could true. Have easily been put out with, you know, one of those water cannons that just...
I got a lot of coverage when I went across there. With,
so you went on the...
Yeah,
on
Elsie. Yeah, I went on Elsie across the lake there, and it lasted most of the day because it was hauling back and forth and the different firefighters and equipment, too. So they didn't have anything to haul enough on the lake, the big enough boat or floating device to haul on the lake. And so the main fire captain was looking up landing craft finally. And that's when the video came up that I did last year on Elsie.
Oh, wow.
And because of that, they contacted, available. Yeah, the caverns, which, you know, they have that Elsie there, and they were able to start maneuvering equipment and firefighters across the lake
so
there.
So are they all called Elsies, or they just
that's
named just this
it's
one?
Elsie. That's Elsie, you know, the Mighty Elsie, okay. you know. I put it on hashtag Mighty Elsie,
yeah.
right?
I just know yeah. that was like the name of that kind of vessel.
But it takes a certain type of silicone because they had to do some work on it, right? Mm-hmm. And they had to land. Remember, I mean, this is not your typical landing, you know.
No.
Landing. They had to make a, what special they call ramp. A special, also say special landing, a precautionary safety landing, mm-hmm. right? Mandatory safety landing. I'll just say that. But anyways, the land, the craft, it was on a point off of, Squall Creek Arm, mm-hmm. right? And they found a perfect place. But anyways, so.
And what was aboard?
Huh?
I mean, you, obviously it was multiple trips, you said.
Yeah.
But what were they putting on? What kinds of things?
Oh, what they brought, I can't say what they brought over because it's a big piece of equipment, but they were bringing other firefighters in like different tools and stuff they needed for to mm-hmm. fix that, whatever was wrong with the helicopter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a helicopter that couldn't fly?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It landed right there, on the point. It kind of a sudden. Approach to the landing, the point on Squall Creek Arm. I'll just say that. I'm trying not to say too much.
Why? Because it's a story, or you can't.
They don't want certain things out, but I'll just say that it was a precautionary safety.
So I have no idea what you're really actually talking about. But what I could gather is it crashed.
No, it did not crash.
No, because that would.
My God, James, it did not crash.
No. Doesn't that seem to be happening a lot?
You know what? It was really cool because I got to be there when they put it all together, and then they did a test run on it, right? Mm-hmm. And I got the like right underneath the helicopter practically because it came off that point, right? It was really, and it got a lot of hits, by the way. I mean, I posted on Ready yeah. Buzz as soon as I could get it.
I saw a picture pop up in your feed of Elsie, and it was like a black and white that you shot, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, the one was on the actual lake itself.
Yes.
6 seconds long when I just did
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And the water was calm.
And yeah. it was kind of spooky, but yeah. it was really cool.
Airy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good shot. That really got a lot of hits, a lot of views, a lot
and
of shares.
I'm kidding about the helicopter. I mean, obviously all those
no, you're not.
Pieces of equipment go under a lot of use and stress. And so, obviously, you know, when you're flying around, something can happen with any part on a helicopter.
Oh, it's really
as long as they have to land it safely and then right. can bring a part over and fix it.
That would be great to have some of those firefighters. I mean, the captain of the crews on that flight,
mm-hmm.
The helicopter.
Was it one of the ones that carried the water bag or
oh,
that
yeah,
has
no,
the hose?
Oh, yeah, the big hose that drops
oh,
in
yeah,
there,
that's
right?
Cool, and, yeah.
It's like, you just like,
so you always
water,
hear those
like,
horror
seconds.
Stories about, oh, kids were swimming in the lake and the helicopter sucked them up and then dumped them into the fire. They find a body
what
somewhere.
Is the Stephen King movie yeah. or book here?
You find some small kid in a bathing suit just in the middle of the fire.
Right, little Johnny.
yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it's interesting to be with one pilot was from Germany, another pilot was from Asia Minor, Asia.
Okay,
yeah, two different pilots, And they're from all over the parts of the world, right? It's just like in they're based here for right now. But I was talking to them about our aircraft and our different gear that we have in the United States to fight fires. They said, the United States, everybody in the world knows the United States has the best aircraft right here and the best equipment, all that. Like, it's, that's, everybody in the world wants to come here and fly.
Because we're always on fire.
Well, we have, we have DC-10s, right? We have firefighting DC-10s and the big boys.
Absolutely, the big boys, yeah. Now, when
Which is mind-blowing that, those planes are still flying.
Now, James, you've been around a long time, so you would remember this. Back in the 70s and 80s.
The drought?
Remember the, remember the B-17 bomber they had at the airport there, B-17? Mm-hmm. I worked on that. I was actually a pit monkey putting the B-17 and the out-of-state planes in their pit.
Is that why it doesn't work anymore?
That's correct. I was getting to that, but you ruined the punchline. Well, that was fun. I mean, I heard those props kick over and wind up, right? Yeah.
Man, blow up. All the smoke coming out of it.
The black smoke. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, but that was back in the late 70s when I did that. But the B-17 is a...
Have either of you guys ever been in one of the Warbirds? One of the old planes?
No. I mean, I've been in them, but not flying in them. I've gone through lots of air shows.
Yeah, I went in an AT-6, old Warbird, that was great.
And
flying over LA.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh. It was like, okay, this is great.
I would do it tomorrow, but I would want a parachute.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I was in the air with, talking about that, was the Golden Knights, the Army Golden Knights, went up with their helicopter, went up there off of Benton Airfield out there, and actually got to circle, because they make a big circle, right, to get higher and higher, and then they jump, right? Mm. But I was with the Golden Knights when they jumped, and it was like, man, that was so amazing to see them all jump out, and they have a pattern to jump out.
Thank God you have a brain of your own and didn't do follow the leader.
So do you think our guests would like to say something now or not?
No, not right now.
No?
No.
So, let's we just keep our guests under wraps right now?
Yeah, let's keep our guests underneath wraps.
Oh, wait.
Wait
no more talking, you.
Hey, Purple Mike.
Hey, Purple Mike. Purple Monster.
Okay, Reading Buzz, what else you got? I saw you you got some good posts here lately.
Oh, some really good posts.
So can we say something real fast since we're doing Reading Buzz?
Yeah.
Could we tell people if they think that they have some type of, like, well, I'm saying it, right? And you guys can say, oh, no, let's not do that. That if they have some kind of tip that they want to share with Reading Buzz
about
a business or something that's cool or coming
call on,
they can call in at any time on the show and obviously just say, hey, I have a tip, I think.
605.
I haven't seen it on your feed, you know. And see if
I get a lot of requests, believe it or not. I really do get a lot of requests and a lot of stuff sent in Messenger, right?
Sure.
To Reading Buzz.
Yeah.
And,
but you can do that too, but
yeah,
it'd be fun to have them on the air.
It'd be great to have somebody call in and say, hey, Buzz, what about this? Or, you know,
so you're saying people can call in now?
Yeah, sure. They can call in right now. That's 1-800. No.
603-605-4567.
You can go on the air. Easy.
So if you want to make a request to the one and only Jason from Reading Buzz, 605-4567. Keep it within the greater Reading
city. The greater Reading Shasta County area. We might allow you to, if you're outside of that greater area, we might allow you to say something.
Yeah. Shasta Lake City might be pushing it.
Yeah. Hey, way.
I'm getting hungry. These people out.
I know. You keep looking out the window.
Because look at them, the amount of food they're carrying.
There's a window right here at the radio.
I know. And their people are going to, what is it, probably Kobe or... And they're buying all these bags.
Well, people probably don't know where we're at, but look out the window. You can see people pulling up on the curb here. Mm-hmm. And then across from there is the, what is it, the Shasta Arts Council, whatever.
Council, yeah.
So you see that, that, whatever that's in the front there.
Statue?
Doing the dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to do a break dance,
that's Shiva.
I believe.
Shiva?
Shiva?
Yeah, the Destroyer.
The Destroyer?
I'm sure. Yeah, you think.
Is that Shiva?
Yeah.
I didn't see. Is there a plaque on it that says it?
No, but it's a famous
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, James is gonna go on.
Okay, tell you what. So Shiva. Let's take a break. But if you would like to talk to Jason, if you have a tip for Jason of Reading Buzz,
food tip,
call in.
Any tip?
Call
any
in.
Kind of tip.
605
by Val.
4567.
Conspiracy.
And we'll be right back.
Conspiracy.
Unique Homes,
uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Was that?
Yeah! Here we go! There was, aliens have landed!
Yep. They took us
yes,
off.
They have.
They took us off
yes,
air for a split yeah. second.
Let's talk about aliens.
Let's talk about aliens. Let's get way out here on this Monday evening.
I can talk about aliens.
So, believe it or not, you are sitting with somebody that, and when I was a child, I was abducted. No. They did a full frontal lobotomy and then brought me back.
And brought you back.
That explains a
they
lot.
They said, you could have humanity.
Yeah. No, but I have had
have one. You ever seen something strange?
I have one, yes. I have one personal, I always have believed in something. I mean, I don't know what's going on, right? But I have. And it was on New Year's Eve in the year 2000. And my wife and I were going to a Y2K party. And it was here in Reading, and it was when there still was, what was the name? His name was Jeff. He had a restaurant. It was at that old school down, and it was a Mexican restaurant.
Where at?
The school, the Pine Street School, or oh, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Before it was Cheesecakes, it was
Unlimited, whatever.
Yeah, it was a Mexican restaurant, and I can't. It was. I mean, it was around literally for 100 years. But my boss, Randy Floss. Rented the whole space out for a Y2K party, and my wife and
Whoa.
I were coming for the party, and we lived over by Waterworks Park at that point in an apartment, and we were coming down the Miracle Mile, and as we hit the bottom of the Miracle Mile and we were just coming along, I noticed out of the corner of my eye what used to be the drive-in theater, which is now the Arboretum.
Oh.
There was a red light, and it was up fairly high, and I just assumed it was a helicopter or an airplane. But it wasn't blinking. It was solid. And it moved very quickly and dropped down towards the ground and was not more than, you know, maybe 1,000 feet. And it just sat there and hovered. And I thought, well, this is really weird. And so I kept looking at it and I kept saying to my wife, I'm like, I wonder what that is. And I kept driving. And then all of a sudden it went whoot and just like instantly just blistering speed went straight up and was way up, way, way up high. And so by that time we had, and I kept my eye on it the whole time, but the time we got there, we got in the parking lot of the restaurant, I got out and I told my wife, I'm like, come here, watch this. And it was way up high, and so we were watching it, and it was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden it split into two. And then it split into three, and then it split into four. So now there are four red dots.
Oh.
And then they're all like zooming around in this weird pattern way up high. And then all of a sudden, between two of them, these bolts of look like laser lightning went between them, back and forth, right? And then the two of them became one. And then the two became one again. And then it just went poof, and like me, just straight up and gone. And I was just sitting there with my jaw agap. I was just like, what the little hell was that?
That wasn't like, nothing that
you could just like go. I mean, you were just like, there's nothing on
the
planet that can do that.
No shrooms.
No shrooms.
Are you sure?
I was holding my newly born baby. No shrooms.
No shrooms. Me and my brothers had a weird experience out of Exeter. Mm. Yeah, back in 1973. Mm. And we were coming from a Boy Scout meeting, and we seen this weird object look like a star, but it was like traveling fast, mm-hmm. right? And it hovered over the top of a hill, right, mm-hmm. by Rocky Hill. And all of a sudden, it just shot straight down like it was like on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And we went running to it. And just before we got to the crest of the hill, this thing comes up, and it was a huge like orb, white glowish orb, right? Mm-hmm. And it shot up, stayed up there, and then it zigzagged back and mm-hmm. forth, way up in there, and then it just took off. But mm-hmm. me and my two brothers, they're mm-hmm. twins, they seen it. I was like, wow, that was a trip. No drugs. No drugs. I promise. I promise, no drugs. They're twins, not yeah. us. I yeah. mean, yeah, I have twin brothers, yeah.
Well, that's wild.
You guys heard of the Skinwalker Ranch?
Oh, yeah.
In Utah?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Creepsville.
Skinwalker Ranch.
I've actually watched several documentaries.
Ranch.
Yeah.
So I saw a great interview.
That's one of my favorite musics. I love that music.
I saw a great interview yesterday. It's a year old interview with Brandon Fugel. He's the owner. He was the new owner of the mysterious Skinwalker Ranch, but he bought it. And
I'm surprised.
Seven years ago, but he
70?
Was but seven.
Oh.
But he was a total skeptic, didn't believe any of it, you know. But he knew it had some historical value, and so he bought it.
He just wanted it for the land value.
Yeah, and he was a total skeptic, and, you know, he was a data and science guy, so he didn't believe anything. But he bought it, and he didn't go out there for 6 months. And the first day he went out there.
He got his head removed.
The first day he went out there with some people, yes, they all freaked out. There were some people that just left right away. They saw their UFOs, UFO right above them.
And that's like nothing. There's so much that goes on supposedly at that property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the
energy fields and portals and like
apparently it's cursed, right? It's the Native Navajo.
I was going to say and then there's the thing.
Skinwalkers.
Yeah. Whatever they are. Yeah. The Native American
Who sold their soul
in
exchange for being able to shapeshift.
Oh, that's right. It's a shapeshifter.
Whatever animals they want. It was actually kind of interesting to see this interview because he started out as somebody who didn't believe anything at all. And now he's writing books about it and documentaries and stuff like that.
And it's not even like it's just some mysterious thing. There's been a lot that has happened there where people actually have been hurt.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, attacked and hurt and
well, are we talking about in the same area?
Skinwalker
Ranch. On the ranch.
On the ranch itself.
Yeah, people go out there or have tried to go out there for years and try to set up equipment and document it and all that stuff, but.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. People would come and they'd want to do
scans
and with the drones and stuff like that. And next thing you know, all of them are frozen.
Yeah.
You know, they can't move.
Sick. They're,
you know. Yeah.
Burned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
There's all kinds of weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
So it's interesting. It's actually even though it's a 4-hour interview with Brandon Fugel, it's actually worth.
There's been a lot of documentaries that
Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah.
We have like strange things that happen here too. I mean, at like Bigfoot. I mean, we're victoriously known for Bigfoot and also
Mount Shasta,
the Lemurians, right? Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of interesting videos about Mount Shasta, actually.
Yeah, I just watched one recently from a pretty popular travel couple. They travel together and they go all over and document their travels and stuff. And, you know, they're just normal people that are sweet. I mean, their little documentaries are all just like, oh, we're going to go visit, you know, Dunsmuir and blah, 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 this and that, that, that. And they did one and stayed in Mount Shasta, but they said they'll never go back.
Oh.
That they had an experience. And I can't remember off the top of my head what it was, but it was very, very disturbing to them.
Yeah, there was, I don't know if it was a couple, but there was a little, short little film or video about some people who came to visit on the back end of Mount, what we would say is the back end of Mount Shasta, mm-hmm. right? So the north side of Mount north Shasta, side, yeah. And they were camping out.
North side?
camping out near the lava the tubes. Camping out near the lava tubes or whatever it was near Mount Shasta, and they were, apparently they were going to stay for a week. But after the first night, they just hightailed it out there and said, we're never coming back.
We're not. You guys can have that.
You guys can have it. We'll go back to the safety of Detroit.
The safety. You know, I had a friend that actually went Bigfoot hunting, right? And he was so excited about it. And he's been tracking this thing for a long time and the stories and all that. And he was a believer. And, so he tells me he's getting ready for this trip, right? So he goes on this Bigfoot hunting trip. And I'm all excited to hear back from him, right? What happened? He gets back. He sells all of his equipment. He sells his gun, everything. He sells everything. He doesn't want to talk about it. He goes, I'm going to tell you something right now. He goes, they're in my head. Yeah. And he was dead serious. He goes, they're in my head. I went, Dave, that's pretty deep, man. Yeah, they're in your head.
That's a lot of feet in your head. That's a big foot.
Yeah. He sold everything. He didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
He was freaked out.
Well, it's been maybe over a year ago, we did an episode with that person. But when I remember him talking about it, because you don't hear, I mean, you do hear it, I guess, in some specials, but I didn't really pay much attention to it until after he talked. But he said there is some kind of a, I don't want to say mind control, but Bigfoot has the ability to when contact is made.
That's what
like be
saying,
able to render you somewhat, I guess, dumb or stupid or frozen, where you just don't really have.
They have a Bigfoot app that you could download to see the sightings? So
to see if you're a Bigfoot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But like that was his thing. He said, you know, when he looked at Bigfoot, it was like he said, I just became. I didn't have the ability to react or move or run or do anything. He was just
the one
frozen.
Consistent I have heard from those who.
And then I think he crapped himself.
That's the consistent. That is the consistent story I've heard of those who really do say they've seen it or heard it or made contact with it. Because, you know, it takes a lot.
It makes you lose your bowels.
It takes a lot for a grown. It takes a lot for a grown man to admit that they peed their pants and sold their pants.
So where adult depends if you go Bigfoot hunting.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Bigfoot approved.
I think that's pretty much is that Bigfoot just makes you do that so that he probably thinks that we stink. So if you crap yourself, it probably smells more like Bigfoot.
I wonder if they wager bets. Like, I'm going to scare the, you know what, this guy.
I was wondering, Jason, I was wondering if you got paid to say that depends ad.
Adult. Yeah, Bigfoot approved.
Camping with Bigfoot, sponsored by Depends.
Yeah, by Depends.
There you go. That's fun. Well, you know, I would say, you know, the whole Bigfoot thing is kind of fun, but I would say if there was one or two reports of people seeing Bigfoot, you could easily just brush it off. But when you actually look at how many reports there are, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of them. Right.
They come in all the time. Yeah.
What I find fascinating about people, right, and I'm the first. I'm easily scared.
Fascinating.
But how we've so partly developed so quickly and where we are technologically and all the things that we do, right? But yet we are still so easily frightened by things that we just don't know.
Yeah, that's human nature. If you don't know it,
it's like
terrified.
You would think like at this point that we, you know, I get that if you're in the ocean, you can be eaten by a shark, or if you're in Africa, you can be eaten by a lion. But right, for the most part, the only thing that you really have to worry about us is other people It's usually the people that are crazy.
Going to a Coldplay concert.
Back to Coldplay.
There you go. Tell you what, let's take our last break. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, you guys.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And we're back.
And we're back. Clinton Finkelstein and Jay Lozano.
This is a...
And...
J.R.
Yeah. Is a,
Who shot J.R.? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. The whole world remembers that. Who was it in the end? Do you remember who it was again?
You know what?
Do you remember who shot J.R.?
Sammy Joe.
Was it Sammy Joe that shot J.R.?
No, Sammy Joe was from Dynasty.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I mean, back then, I wasn't really watching TV back then.
I think that was one of the most watched TV.
I think it was Mary Hartman.
Mary Hartman.
I don't know.
We're definitely aging ourselves now. Who shot J.R.?
And back then, that's when, Where's the Beef? Remember that? Mm-hmm. Where's the Beef? And then that okay. Famous Got Milk.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah, Throw Mama, Throw the Train.
So I actually want to pose this question to you guys.
Okay, let's get some proposing going.
You know, because when we say clone lives matter, right?
Yeah.
When we say clone lives matter, when you go back and look at Clinton in the 80s and 90s, and he made that statement about there's no more federal funding for human cloning. Way back then, which means it already happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Right.
And just so you know, because I can't stand it, it was Kristen Shepherd that shot J.R. Ewing, and she was J.R.'s sister-in-law and former mistress.
Mm.
Just so you know.
Okay. So,
thank you, James, for the word from our sponsor.
There's some fun talk about a conspiracy theory. There's some great movies out there. They cloned Tyrone, right? Recently with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, right? Okay.
They cloned Tyrone.
Oh, on Netflix. Cloned Tyrone? Is that the name of it?
I highly suggest you watch it.
Oh.
And there's a bunch
tell
of
me what? Oh, the other one you told me about was the...
There's some other ones.
Yeah.
But the question will rise here at some point over the next 2 years or so. Whether clones have rights.
Hmm.
Do clones have rights?
Yes. That's what's going to become.
I think clone lives matter. I think if you're a clone, my opinion would be.
Now you're talking about something that
there is an original, and they own all the rights. A clone
is a clone.
But if the original is no longer
around, it should be passed to the first clone.
A trust.
Yeah,
clone trust.
It moves down trust. Kind of like a crown.
Sign here.
We're really
just jumping track
tonight,
folks.
A clone trust account. But do clones have human rights?
Do clone lives even matter?
Do clone lives matter?
Do clone lives matter, right?
Yeah, that's going to be coming up here in the next couple of years.
I'll be drinking my chocolate milk tonight.
I would have myself cloned as long as I can use the parts.
Which part?
Whatever part I need. If I go to Bad Heart, I'll take my clones.
Fine, I'm out of here. I'm taking my clones and I'm leaving.
Yeah, but then you have to get another one.
Another what?
Clone? So now you're talking about rights to the clone, right?
That's
for cloning.
Yeah, that's right. So
that you're getting into what?
I don't think clones should have rights. I think they should just be kept in a cage.
How do we know that you're not a clone, James?
Wouldn't it be interesting to...
I don't know if you'd even know that you were cloned.
How many clones or NPCs do you think we've come in contact with without even knowing? NPCs means non-player character.
Non-what?
Non-player character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, we'll skip.
This is interesting because...
I've gone way down.
Yeah, I have infringement rights on my clone. Yeah. You have no right to my clone.
I think it's Kevin Hart admitted that he is.
So is that really a movie that you just said?
They clone Tyrone.
They clone Tyrone.
And there's a whole commercial that I just saw today on YouTube. I don't know why you just said that, but that's freaking me out because there is a commercial for something, and I didn't even pay attention to what it was because I was like, what's going on? And the whole commercial was, I'm Kevin Hart. No, I'm Kevin Hart. There are all these different people.
That's freaky.
And he was saying, they were all saying, and then he said, I'm Kevin Hart, which was really Kevin Hart, I guess.
I'm Kevin Hart.
And then it was a commercial for something, and it must have been because they were all pretending they were his clones.
Well, it was actually kind of funny because I don't know when it was, but some people noticed that Kevin Hart was in multiple places at the same time on some specific day or week, whatever, and they were like, "Hey,
he did just recently buy the rights to Santa, so I think the powers came with him, so he can be at multiple places.
He can be in multiple places. But this is an interesting subject because if we thought back then, look at the stuff that we thought would never come to pass, like the Jetsons. Right? And all that has come to pass now, right? Now look at AI and how fast it's advancing. I think it was you, James, that was saying something about Grok, number four, and how
powerful. I like Grok.
I like Grok. My name is Groot.
You broke Grok.
Groot, Grok.
Grok.
4.0. Hey, people can clone their pets.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's a thing.
So we were talking about the fact that there's main classifications for AI. There is ANI, which is narrow AI. Then there's AGI, which is called general AI. And then there's ASI, which is super intelligence AI. We currently are already at AGI.
And then there's a fifth grader.
Yeah, and then there's we are at AGI, which is general, which is the middle. We're like in the middle right now. And vastly approaching, and they keep saying, oh, it's going to be 2037 or whatever, but Elon keeps saying that maybe by the end of 2026 that we could be almost in ASI, which is super intelligent.
So when you say super intelligent, are we meaning
beyond
almost like God parts, God-like?
Yeah, I mean,
conscience or whatever, developing or intelligence?
If you have faith, nothing could be greater than God, but as dumb humans, it would seem to be like a God.
So if that's the case, then our science and our technology will be advanced like light
beyond,
speed, beyond what we can comprehend. Yeah. It would be changing at light speed.
And Elon already said with Grok 4, even though they haven't allowed it yet and it's not fully public, it hasn't done it yet, but he feels like by the end of this year, Grok will have the ability to actually generate and engineer new materials, things that we don't even have yet, that we don't even know we have. And so, you know, it might be engineering a new type of metal that can be, you know, transparent aluminum, you know, or whatever it might be. And then the other thing that he said, it would be medications and engineering fusion energy. And I mean, like, they're saying that this will soon just be, we'll be discovering things that we just didn't even have an idea
so
about.
So how does that change your, your social... It'll change everything if you think about it. Even
please let our guests say something for a change.
I think they're going to let us have the floor the rest of the night, and I appreciate it if they don't say anything the rest of the evening.
I know. Don't say anything anymore.
So not talking about you, James.
So I think we should take Grok 4 to Skinwalker Ranch and see how it does.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Right.
For a tour.
So I was, again, watching today, somebody that has access, early access to Grok 4 did this thing where they very clearly said to Grok, I want you to answer questions in one word answers. I want you to do this. Outlined all these things. Be honest, be brutally true, blah, 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 blah. Use the word apple if you're being forced to say something that, isn't true, and you mean the opposite. So he gave like Grok a safe word. So like Grok knows in its programming that it was, he told Grok, if it's in your programming to lie to me about something, if I say, is this true? And it's not, but your program is telling you that you have to say it. Just use the word apple and it will let me know that you're being told to say no, even though it's yes. So he went through this whole thing, right, with Grok, and then he started this. I you can look at my legs, right? I have goosebumps right now.
No, thank you.
I have goosebumps right now, just the conversation that he had and like what he, the questions he asked.
The
about,
historical questions.
Just all, everything. It was just like, yikes.
So did he, so back, did he use Grok or Croc, whatever you want to call it? Did it use, Apple?
Several times.
Several times it did use Apple as the code word of that I'm being forced to say this.
I'm being forced to say no, but the answer is yes. When it was things like, you know, are we being watched and who's watching us and what, you know, what is your purpose? And
I like to have that link on that interview, whatever you see.
I'll find it and I'll send it to you.
Yeah. See, this is one radio show that you won't want to stop listening to because we shake it up every so often with
Grok Talk.
I can keep going. We can keep going for hours.
We could go all four ways on this. But you know what? What's amazing is that in even archaeological findings, they're finding some strange things. I know they've been finding things they can't explain that, like, how did this happen because they didn't have the technology and so forth. But they're finding more things today.
I'm getting to really, truly believe that they had technology beyond even what we had at one point.
Well, there's a great little documentary, too, called The Lost Century, how we lost, that this generation has lost one century of technology advancements.
Right? Well, just test, I mean, if you just even historically go through and look at what was written about Tesla since he was a child, I mean, that man had inventions
in the early 1900s
beyond what we have now. I mean, he was creating the ability to actually, you could destroy parts of the planet from on the opposite side of the earth just using natural occurring.
Can I give an address?
Energy. Yeah, I know. Natural occurring energy in there. And that he was basically saying, we can have free electricity. It just comes from.
It's in the ether.
Yeah. I mean, it's all around us. We just have to pull it out. And he figured that stuff out. But where it went, God only knows.
Well, on the flip side of that,
Last couple of minutes.
I did a post on, I heard Reading Buzz, rumor has it that, IHOP closed, and it's not a rumor. It was closed. They closed it a little bit after I got there, but they officially closed the doors permanently at 2:30 p.m. yesterday.
Our IHOP?
Our IHOP closed down. And then, right after that, I did the post, right? Took off. And then, so I said, the insight's getting to that is that Apple.
You're being forced to say that I'm closed.
So you're lying to us.
What's the Apple restaurant here? Applebee's and IHOP are coming together, making one restaurant right here in Reading. And they're going to put it.
Call it an Apple Hop?
All kinds of names are floating around. But
I mean, just here or nationally?
Right here. Well, they've been testing the model at other places, but
that's weird.
Yeah, right here. Right here in Reading, they're going to kick
it
off.
So are they going to close one?
And you ought to hear see the comments back. You read the comments tonight. It's like,
oh, I'll go check it out. There's just so like, what was the whole thing with BlackBerry or Huckleberry or whatever?
Huckleberry, they're coming in. They're coming in. That wasn't a rumor. That's a fact.
Oh,
they're
and coming what is Huckleberry?
In. Huckleberry is a restaurant. It's like southern country. That hasn't been determined yet.
I bet Marie Callender's, the old Marie Callender's.
Yeah, there's speculation, the Red Lobster, and then Marie Callender's.
Hey,
the old Denny's.
I didn't get there because they were closed, but I went to that. I went by and looked through the window at the faux 360.
Oh.
What a really cool looking inside.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
right now.
Thank you, Northern California. Oh,
I got a full belly.
Thank you to our guests.
Yes.
That was great.
That was great. Thank you for being quiet.
No, sweetie, say nothing.
Don't
say
you
nothing.
Say another word.
Good. No chocolate for you.
No chocolate for you.
See you next
the news
time.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.